Hello everyone, and welcome back, or welcome if you're new, to Gains with Grace, your daily dose of health and fitness. I'm your host, Grace Pokola. Today, we're going to be talking about the very popular diet vegetarian and its effects on athletes. As you may recall from last week's episode, we covered vegetarianism as a whole. So if you're new here and don't want to be lost, I'd recommend going back and listening to that episode, because today we will be applying that information to athletes and their diets. I would like to start by thanking Halo Top Ice Cream for sponsoring this episode. Get your ice cream fix without the guilt. Use code GAINSWITHGRACE20 to get 20% off your first order. Now, let's talk vegetarian diet and athletic performance. To start, we know that the vegetarian diet is basically not eating any meat. That's the gist of it. We also know that when we think of an athlete's diet, most people would think of a larger daily calorie goal and lots of protein from meat. So if vegetarianism is associated with no meat, and most athletic diets are associated with meat, how can we argue that the two should go together? Well, let's think of the benefits of the diet first. We have lower fat and cholesterol intake, higher intake of complex carbs, and the prevention of cardiovascular diseases. Those are just a few that will come up again. Now, athletes are usually, or should be, aware of their health and how their diet is shaped to help their performance. And the benefits previously listed all seem pretty beneficial to health to me. So it seems logical that we could say those benefits would work for an athlete. However, this seemed way too broad for my curious little heart, so I did some digging. My digging led me to this. Certain athletes are affected positively by the vegetarian diet, and other athletes are not. Not a shocker. What I actually found was a lot of articles on research conducted on this same question of athletic performance and the vegetarian diet. It was most commonly found from the results that endurance athletes, your swimmers, runners, dancers, people I'll never be, are the athletes that would benefit from this diet. Why, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. Endurance athletes tend to be thin, typically smaller than a football player or hockey player. This is because their performance is different from those athletes that need strength rather than endurance. Now, I quickly just want to explain the difference between an endurance athlete and strength athletes. Endurance athletes are those that focus on their cardiovascular endurance in order to achieve their target performance, which would be running, swimming, etc. Strength athletes are those that focus on building muscles and muscular endurance. These athletes have a performance that requires optimal strength and usually short bursts of high intensity, which is why they don't need as much cardiovascular endurance as runners. These athletes would be football players, wrestlers, boxers, basically your stereotypical big dudes and girls. Because endurance athletes don't need a lot of bulky muscle, they can get away with eating less protein, which brings us to the vegetarian diet. This diet would specifically benefit these athletes because they wouldn't suffer from the loss of meat protein. Instead, they would get their needing protein from carbs like rice and beans and plants. This also means that their complex carb intake will increase. Complex carbs fuel the body, giving a person the energy they need to perform their daily tasks. The diet also causes a lower intake of saturated fats and cholesterol, which will help keep the body lean and prevent diseases in the heart. So let's put this all together now in a simpler way. No meat equals protein from complex carbs, equals less saturated fats, equals higher intake of complex carbs, equals lean body, equals more energy, equals higher performance rate, which is what we're looking for. Now, I know some of you still aren't buying it, and I knew this would happen, so I did some more research to find something to convince you all that this is a real thing. I found an interview of an Olympic athlete who has been a vegetarian since age 10, and she's a long-distance runner and an advocate for the vegetarian diet. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, but if you want to take a look yourself, you can access the article at theguardian.com, under Olympic Vegetarians, the Elite Athletes Who Shun Meat, written by Ed Hardinand Finn. This young athlete told reporters that she has been shocking people with her record-breaking performances since she started the diet. She spent several months in Kenya training with their athletes and living off of their diet, which does not consist of meat except on very special occasions. She said that this experience made her realize that she's not the only athlete in her situation. Kenyan athletes have countless Olympic medals in the sport of running, all while living on a heavily vegetarian-based diet. She then went on to win her first silver medal at the Olympics in the 87-mile road cycling race, just to prove, again, that being a vegetarian does not make you weak, and one can perform to their best ability without meat in their diet. I don't know about you, but that's pretty dang awesome. So after reading her story, the article finished with a list of other very successful Olympic athletes who are also vegetarian, just in case we weren't sold on the idea. I know I was already sold, but for those of you who are still interested in learning more, I would definitely suggest reading into those athletes. They're pretty interesting. All right, everybody. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Just kidding. This is a podcast. Well, at least I hope it is. Anyway, let's recap. We covered a lot today, from an overview of the vegetarian diet and an athlete's diet, to how the benefits of the vegetarianism could help certain athletes, to a living example of success being a vegetarian athlete. We put all those together and came to a conclusion. Well, I did. You guys are just listening. Hopefully making your own conclusions. I concluded that the vegetarian diet could and does help the performance of endurance athletes with proper planning. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope you all gained a little perspective of vegetarianism. If you're an athlete listening and maybe wondering how your performance could be enhanced, I hope you consider trying this diet out. If you're here just because of your interests, I hope you go out and tell someone about it, about this podcast, episode, information, me, everything. To end, quick shout out and thank you to Nick Swanson for the use of his song Health in my intro, and thank you to Bitmoji and Instagram for my logo inspiration. Thank you all for listening today. I hope you enjoyed, and until next episode, I'll see you next episode on Gains with Grace.